right, it's a 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. The 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block. Your one-stop shot to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from the man who covers Eagles for ESPN.com, Tim McManus. So this is a great day to have Tim. We get to the bottom of this Carson Wentz thing. If you're just joining us earlier in the day, a report came out that Wentz will not play on Sunday because of back spasms. And another report, in addition to that, says that he might not play the rest of the year. What's it mean? Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure what it means, other than if he's hurt, the backup Nick Foles has to play, unless it's a ruse. And they're dissatisfied with his performance, Carson's somehow, and they're trying to get a soft landing spot for him, and they've created this scenario where he's hurt. And they actually just want to play Foles in this game. Or the other scenario is maybe they're just taking the L, playing the Rams. They don't want to get Carson Wentz messed up by Aaron Donald. So they'll let Nick Foles get messed up by Aaron Donald. I don't know what it is. But the bottom line here, you got Carson Wentz here, you got Nick Foles over here. Right? And it goes like this. Right? I mean, one's clearly a better player. So this should in no means be a conversation about why Nick Foles should be playing in front of Carson Wentz. And if you think that, you're wrong. All right, let's go to Jordan in Westchester. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Matt, so I want to break down what I think's happening, and you might disagree with me going off of what you said earlier, but that's okay. So here's what I think, all right?
Go ahead.
So I think that Carson is actually hurt. I don't know how bad, you know, the injury is. You know, none of us do. If it's just back spasm, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's to the point where if the Eagles were in a different spot now, say we would have beat Dallas last week, we would be, you know, 8-5 instead of 6-7. You know, we'd actually be in a better position. I think it's one of those injuries where he wouldn't even have heard about it. You know, he would have just played through it. And since we have those high playoff hopes, but I think that 16% chance of making the playoffs is maybe holding, you know, the management out, saying, you know, we're so far past it that we don't want to risk injury to our franchise.
So they're giving up the notion of making the playoffs.
Well, I just think if it was any other team than going out to L.A. this week, I think it might be different too. But, you know, I agree with you with what you said earlier in the week. I don't think they have a shot in hell to win even with Carson. So I think they are taking the L this week. Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
See, that's this is disservice to the rest of your team, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying what I think.
No, I can't imagine that pro people that coach a team would think that way, because anybody can beat anybody normally. If a fluke Sunday and you can beat a better team.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the better team plays down to your level, you can win the game. So it's not like basketball where you got 1 of 82 and you can give up a game by resting a player, right? You can't do that in the NFL. And especially now when you got a fledgling team like Minnesota is your only competition for that last spot.
Yeah. I agree with you. I just think maybe they're looking at the beat-up offensive line and how much he's gotten hit this year already. You know, maybe they're just taking the L this week.
All right. But you got it. You want to play a little general knowledge?
Go ahead.
Okay. Of course, the prize is tickets to see Trevor Noah and also Dane Cook. Cartoon villains quiz. I'm going to give you the villain. You give me the cartoon. So if I say to you, Magneto. Magneto. All right, X-Men is correct. Shows you how much I know about X-Men. I'm not a cartoon
comic book
or a comic book
type of dude like that. Like I don't follow the
no Wolverine for you.
No,
you're good character.
I'm not that.
Actually, he's a top villain. Actually,
Wolverine? I used to read the only cartoon. I used to read Mad Magazine.
That's a good one.
When I was a kid,
no Peanuts.
I love the sarcasm of Mad Magazine.
Peanuts? Yeah, I could see that.
No, Peanut. I wasn't a Peanut.
You don't like a Charlie Brown?
Snoopy's fan? No. You're a Snoopy fan?
No, I was.
Lucy and Linus?
I was not a Peanuts guy. Hmm. You know,
Peppermint
I actually
Patty?
Did. I
calling read, somebody sir?
I actually read Archie comics when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. You were.
They
you
have
were,
their show now.
You were Veronica a Veronica guy, right? Over
no,
Betty?
No. What? Matt, you think I'd go Veronica over Betty?
Wait, am I confusing
Betty's
them?
The blonde.
Oh, all right. That's right. The Veronica's
Veronica was the vampy, the brunette.
Yeah.
I went with the pure blonde action.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Mike in Flower Town. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Mike?
Disappointing week, you know. All I can say is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the fan base, all those guys that call in all the time.
Oh, look at you, Mike. Wishing
and Natalie
wishing
and Tyrone.
Good
and
tidings
you,
to the fan base. Beautiful, Mike.
You know, I listen to these guys every day, and you know what? They're really good guys, you know. And
exactly.
Guys.
Some are misguided, but they're really good guys.
Yeah, so far I'm so disappointed. So a couple of cores back stole my thunder because I thought they were probably going to, they were moving Nick Foles, and I guess that's not the case because his contract is, he's going to be a free agent, you know?
That's correct.
And can they trade him before that?
No.
Like after that Rams game? No. So
no, they can't.
So that's out. And the other thing is one that disappointing game with the Cowboys with the refs. But one thing I wanted to know, we never got to touch the ball for the on overtime, and this is a disgrace because you know the Cowboys go down the field, they score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the NFL should change the rule that they have to get a 2-point conversion on that to make it a little bit harder?
No.
That, you know, you don't just, you know, because you lose on a coin toss. You don't lose on a coin toss.
You don't lose on the coin toss. You lose because your defense can't stop the other freaking team from going down the field. The coin toss does not make you lose. Your defense does.
I know. So if they have to get the 2-point conversion, it gives it at least.
Well, why would you? Why would you?
Shot.
Well, any other? Listen, your defense has a shot. Your defense. All your defense has to do is get a man on downs. You get the ball back.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
It's not unfair at all. You still have control. If the coin flip happens, you still have control of the game. All you got to do is stop them.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You stop them. You get the punt.
Okay. And so if they don't stop them, then
what
happens?
Well, but if you don't stop them, that's your own damn fault.
Well, no, they got to go for a 2-point.
Come on, man.
You know? Come on.
Right, Mike,
make it a little bit harder because you didn't get the coin toss.
I don't agree.
Okay, so.
All right, then you want General Al's question, Mike?
I lose, right?
you want, that's not exactly right, but you want a General Al's question?
You know, the other guy stole my thunder because I knew that thing about the horses.
But do you want? I'm asking you. Do you want a general knowledge?
I'll try one because I always
all right.
get it wrong.
This is
anyway.
History, and this is history analogies.
Okay.
All right. So I'll give you this. This is actually a good one.
I'm getting too old.
Caesar.
For this. All right.
Caesar is to March 15th, 44 BC, which you know as the Ides of March.
Right.
As blank. Is to November 22nd, 1963.
March.
March. What was
I don't know if he got it. I don't think he got it.
That's a good question. I got to come back with that one. That's a good question.
Okay, because I know the answer, but I'm not going to say it.
All right, say the answer.
Is it JFK?
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar was assassinated.
Yeah.
On March 15th, 44 BC. As was Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know if he got it.
No, I don't think he did get it.
A2 Brute.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's right. It was the A2 Brute. Okay, let's get our next guest in here. This is a great day to talk to Tim McManus, who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. He's brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. Tim, what exactly went on today?
A lot, Mike. you know, what a strange thing that's kind of an unfolding before us. You know, the Eagles about to go to play at the Coliseum against the Rams in December, just like they did last year. And it was Nick Foles kind of starting his journey at that point. And we know where that led. And then here we go again. It looks like there's a good chance that he's going to be the starter at the Coliseum for a game that the Eagles obviously need.
Okay. First of all, it makes sense of this for me. Back spasms normally would not keep a guy out on a Wednesday from a Sunday game. What's really at work here? What do you think?
We don't have full clarity on what's going on and Wentz is back. And they were looking for that, and we're going to have tests this afternoon to help further determine that. And so, you know, the reports of him potentially missing the season. I think, you know, the possibility is out there, but I don't think it's in stone yet. And the test that they were going to have today apparently were going to shed some light on that. But, you know, it seems like they are preparing for that possibility, and that Foles has been told, according to Adam Schefter, to get ready for this game. Just being in the locker room, I just got out of it. You know, some of the guys were kind of talking, you know, as if that was going to be the case. And so, you know, that's where my mind is right now, is that, you know, they think that they don't want to risk it. Obviously, with Wentz, his back is acting up. He has had, you know, situations this year already where the back has affected him. And these tests will determine whether he's out for the season or not.
Okay, this is a straight injury that we know is severe enough to keep him out of this Sunday's game. Or do we not know? Or do we know that?
It seems like that is leaning towards likely. You know, I would say just kind of picking up on the vibes yet, but I don't think it's been fully determined. But what we do know is that there were back to back Wednesdays in late October where Wentz showed up on the injury report with a back issue and was limited in those practices. So this isn't something that's new, but we can certainly deduce that the fact that he missed practice today, that they're getting these tests, that there's reports that he could miss the year, that obviously, you know, it's gotten a little bit more severe. So I think that's at least where we are.
All right. Could this be in any way connected to the leg injury?
That's hard.
That he was favoring it and then the back acts up. I mean, I don't know. Or is this a fresh new injury?
It's hard to say, honestly. I mean, I mean, we certainly know how the body works and been around sports long enough that if you're favoring one thing, it has an effect on another. So I think that's definitely possible, but I just don't have that answer yet.
All right. And there's so many people reading into different things here, and I'm doing the same thing. He's out unless for legitimate purposes, unless it's a ruse that they're kind of dissatisfied with his performance, and they're thinking that they'll give him a soft landing here by ruling him out because of back spasms, but they're really dissatisfied. Can you rule that out?
I would rule that out for a couple reasons. I mean, you know, the biggest one probably being you don't mess with the franchise quarterback, and there's no way that Wentz would go along with this plan. You know, he worked so hard to get back. You know, he wants to be the steward of this team. He wants to be out there. And if those tests reveal that, you know, there's nothing serious and he has a chance, you know, he'll make a push to try to get back this year. So I don't think the team would mess with him that way. And also, you know, just from a pure performance standpoint, I don't think they're saying, man, we got to get Nick Six in there. You know, like, I just don't think it's like that. I think they think that Wentz is their quarterback. They feel very comfortable with that. And the only way that you would sideline him is that if injury, you know, is impacting him in that way.
All right. How about this other theory then? That they're Joel Embiiding him. They're taking the L against a team where they're double-digit underdogs, and they're saving them for the home stretch with the two games they really have to win.
Nah, again, I don't think so. I don't think that you can play those games with Wentz, and I don't think Wentz would be a participant in those games. To think that would be not to fully understand who this guy is. I mean, he is hardwired as a competitor. And if you just think of what he went through, you know, having to give up those reins to Foles, watch him win the Super Bowl, you think he wants to give him up again or would go along with the plot to say, I think it's all just based on his back. I really don't think there's a conspiracy theory here. I think his back is bothering him, and if there's something there, then they're going to have to shut him down. Otherwise, you know, he's going to try to play.
Did you see that in his performance that something was bothering him against the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I mean, he didn't look like himself for the first three quarters, and I would say that there's a lot of throws that that normally he makes that he didn't make. And the other thing that I have noticed this year and that I asked Peterson about today was the fact that, you know, there's some games where Wentz was like looking like his old self, like even the Washington game. I mean, where he is rolling out and he's using his athleticism and you're like, man, there he's back. And then there's other games where, you know, he's more stayed in the pocket and wasn't using his legs and didn't look like the same 2017 Wentz. And you know, Peterson said that he couldn't fully speculate on that. A lot of that just has to do with the way the teams are approaching him and the pass rush, etc. But you have to wonder, you know, considering that this, you know, that we can at least go back to October to know that there have been some back issues with Wentz, whether it impacted his play week to week.
Tim, I was reading a lot of your tweets. This is on the DeFilippo angle now, where and I actually really agree with your point that it really undermines, if you bring him back, it undermines your staff. And why would you do that with three games left? That's kind of what you said, right?
That's what I said, and I think that's where the Eagles' minds are as well. And Peterson just kind of dismissed the thought that he would be bringing DeFilippo back. I mean, there's no question that you can go after the coaches on offense for what has happened this year. But one, we are dealing with a quarterback that we know is coming off the ACL, LCL, and now we know has additional back issues, which I think has factored into this. And I just don't think it would do any good to bring DeFilippo in now, because what's he going to do in three games that's going to have any kind of meaningful impact? You know, is he going to come in and say, all right, you know, we're restructuring this offense, or we're making this tweak, or, you know, or he pushes aside Press Taylor and says, now I'm Wentz's voice, or maybe it's Foles's ear now. You know, I just think that has a better chance of kind of making it a dysfunctional situation than a harmonious one. And that's not a knock on DeFilippo, but he is a very strong guy, and the positions, you know, are accounted for right now. So I just think you cut out the legs of the people that are in house. You can say whatever you want about their performances, but you cut out their legs and you create that kind of, you know, that kind of potential infighting. I don't think that's good for anybody.
All right. Regarding the team, who is back? Will Maddox play this week? Who else are we talking about that will be back in that lineup?
There's a long list of injuries, as usual, and the guys who did not participate in practice today: Michael Bennett, Jordan Hicks, Timmy Jernigan, Lane Johnson for a personal matter, Sidney Jones, Isaac Seumalo, and Carson Wentz. Limited participant was Avante Maddox. I think that's probably a pretty good step forward for him. So maybe he makes it back onto the field. I think that Bennett, they've been giving him rest early. I think he's back. Hicks is iffy, as is Jernigan. And, you know, Jones has been kind of in that same category as well, sort of a day-to-day, week-to-week for several weeks now. So it's kind of the same old story here, Mike. Injuries have been such a big part of the 2018 season, and now it includes the quarterback.
All right, last question is your feel whether they can pull this off or not in light of the fact that Minnesota is the meltdown team that they have to compete with probably for that sixth spot.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to claim that last wild card spot, and they have life. And I can tell you that just being in the locker room, like I was standing by one player, and he was just kind of daydreaming a little bit, kind of like fans are, where, you know, Foles is back, and it's not like lost on them that, you know, he took over in L.A. last year, and at like the same time of the year, and they were against all these odds, and they made that charge. And I think like they're connecting the dots in there as well. Just, you know, kind of using that as fuel for their minds of, man, maybe this is possible. So that's kind of like, there is hope in that locker room. You know, they're leaving out the possibility that maybe they can, you know, defeat the odds once again, and that Foles can carry them to kind of an improbable run. The odds are still against them. You know, they have technically a 9% chance of making it. They have to play the Rams on the road with a backup quarterback, followed by a home game against the Texans. So it's not easy. And, you know, I'd probably say it's still a long shot, but, you know, we've seen it before, and it was only a year ago. So I guess you can't roll it out completely, right?
I guess like the preposterous scenario here, suppose Foles pulls it off against the Rams, and then Wentz can't play the rest of the year, and he wins two more games, and now you have to make a decision. Like, you know where the fan base is going to go. What that puts the Eagles in a, like, almost impossible situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you're talking about storylines, like a major one has potentially popped up right in front of us because of exactly what you say. I mean, there is a chance that they catch fire with Foles, because we've seen it. It's happened. I don't think that anybody's going to argue that Foles is the better quarterback ultimately, and I don't really
Wentz,
think
you mean
that
Wentz is the
move.
Better quarterback ultimately.
I don't think it's Foles. I think it's Wentz. And I think that's pretty clear to all the evaluators, and I don't think that it would move them off their position that Wentz is a long-term guy. But I think it's fair to at least say, okay, there was, you know, the ribs in the preseason his rookie year, there was a major knee injury in his third seat, you know, and then, and mm-hmm. now he's got the back. So, so what do you, how do you factor all that in? But, you know, he's, the upside is just so high with Wentz that, you know, I don't think it would move them two folds, even if he did, carry them into the postseason this year.
All right, Timmy, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike, thanks.
There he is, Tim McManus, brought to us by Rosenbaum. Injury law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, this or nursing and abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. So according to a man that covers the team, it's just simple. He's not 100%. And that's why he's not going to play, and that's why he might not play for the rest of the year. And there are no sinister plots to take an L or...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be dissatisfied and get Nick Foles in there as a starter. 610-632-0975. It's still General Knowledge Wednesday for the rest of the show right here on Mike Misnelli Show 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Was this chestnuts roasting on open fire?
Yes, Mike.
Is Johnny Mathis?
It's instrumental.
Oh, it's just the instrumental. I need a little JM. Can't dig that up for me?
Well, yeah, but you didn't tell me about it.
It's not an existing
fire. I need to get Johnny Mathis in here, man. Johnny Mathis in his face. Come on.
All right.
It's the time for the Twitter poll update.
Tiny tots. I'm sorry.
Tater tots.
Tater tots. By the fire.
By the way, I played golf a few weeks ago. I went to this club and they had loaded tater tots.
Cheese?
Loaded
the cheese
tots.
And the bacon.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
They were tremendous. Mm-hmm. In any event, it's time for Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie?
Who should start the rest of the season? The options are Wentz, Foles, and Sudfeld. Over 2,200 votes on this. 25% going Wentz, 47% Foles, and a whopping 28% for Nate Sudfeld.
Oh, Nate, get in 28%. I ought to take a screenshot of that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime event for Nate the Great. All right, let's get the back to the phones here. Ted in Fishtown joins us on 97.5 Ted.
Hey, Mike, you sound in good spirits today.
I'm all right. I got new teeth messing me up here. My lip is messed up. I get this, I don't know, it's weird. It's a weird sensation.
A little Novocaine still hanging on there, huh?
I think it is. I'm a little goofy.
That's a good thing.
Huh?
But real quick, I'd like to give my unprofessional opinion on Wentz's health is... I think he might be suffering from like PTSD or something. You know, all the injuries coming up.
Well, PTSD is a serious thing.
I hope
it's not that, but I know what you mean. It's the it's coming off an injury. You're you know, I don't know of anybody who comes right back from it. You know, it takes a while to come back from it, mentally, physically. Well,
that's my unprofessional opinion. That's all I got, but I understand.
All right, I got you. Also. I know what you're saying. I don't, you know, PS, whatever it is.
And last year at this time, I think we were like celebrating Foles and taking his back, like, let's go, you know what I mean? I hear a lot of people talking negatively. I think we should get behind him because there is a chance, a small chance. But
I don't think anybody's talking negatively about him, but I think that it's gone a little too far to suggest that he's actually the better quarterback and should play ahead of Wentz.
Everybody knows he's not the better quarterback.
Right, yeah, that's not as long
as he absolutely has a chance. We saw it last year.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see.
So let's get behind him.
Oh, sure. Let's get behind him. I'm behind him. I hope he pulls it off. General knowledge question for you? American TV commercials. I give you the description of a commercial.
I'll do my best.
All right, this is sophisticated condiment is passed between limos.
Oh, Grey Poupon.
That's correct. Grey Poupon.
Great commercial.
It was a very good
one. Pardon me,
that was one of the ways I knew I made it in life.
What, you bought Grey Poupon?
Yeah.
Did you?
It was a good feeling.
What'd you buy a Grey Poupon for?
Pretzels.
Put on a bologna sandwich?
A pretzel.
Pretzels? Really?
Yeah. I just wanted, it was at a party. I was like, oh, wait, I could actually, I had never thought to buy it.
You went Grey Poupon?
I went Grey Poupon. It was quite good.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah, it's a little too white winey-ish for me.
See, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a Golden's Brown guy.
See, I buy that as well.
You know,
I buy that one as well.
You can't be a Golden's Brown.
That's pretty strong.
People overthink mustard. They really do. There's like 100 mustards on the market. Yeah, Golden's Brown. It's perfectly fine.
It's fine. I don't know about the yellow, though.
Yeah, I bought this Jack Daniel's mustard.
Mustard? How was it?
You know.
Not great.
Did you know?
I'm telling you, I overthink the mustard.
Did you know ketchup is the only condiment that satiates all 5 taste buds?
Does what?
That's why it reigns supreme. Then there's only like one kind of ketchup.
It satiates taste buds?
All 5 flavor taste profiles.
Really? Ketchup does.
Yes. Yes, ketchup does.
I'm a fan of the ketchup.
Including umami. And that's why there's not like varieties like there is of mustard. Because if you change the basis and the ingredients in ketchup, then it's no longer ketchup. People have tried but have failed.
Look at you with the ketchup size.
Plus, she dropped the satiate on you.
Yeah, nice job.
T-Love in Collingdale. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. T-Love.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, T? What are you doing?
Hey, by the way, man, I know you got a lot of mics calling you up, but this is the only T-Love, man, that calls, man. This is the original, the one and only, okay?
I hear you. I said that facetiously.
I know, man. I'm just kidding with you. Yeah. I'm just pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but anyway, I don't think those guys are smart enough to perpetrate any kind of conspiracy.
You don't think it's a ruse? I mean, no ruse?
They're not that smart. They proved it all season. You know, and who cares about hurting their feelings at this point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not bring in Filippo just to...
Well, it's not about hurting feelings. It's about making it worse than it is. When you throw a guy in there, like, what is he supposed to, like, what's his role supposed to be? Like, he's a late addition to the staff. Is he supposed to come in and have some kind of clout?
Well, here's the thing. How could you make it worse? You know,
too many chefs spoil the soup.
Well, that's what you do. Then you gotta shake things up now by firing the guy that you got there now. He's got.
So
go.
You would fire Groh and bring in DeFilippo to be the offensive coordinator for the last 3 games of the year.
You know what? I want to shake things up and let them know that we got to do something different.
Right.
I mean, you can't. The only reason you can't fire the head coach is because of last year. And that's his only blanket. Because he hasn't proven that he belongs there this year.
That's his only blanket. Okay.
I mean, do you agree?
I don't agree that DeFilippo should come back. I really don't.
Well,
I don't understand. Like, I don't get the where the Bill Walsh thing is, where he's reinvented the football. It's like you give credit for the wood bat that Barry Bonds swung to the logger who cut down a tree.
Well,
I don't even know what that means, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But,
not that he was the guy that won the Super Bowl. You know, we're not saying that he's the football genius. We're just talking about shaking things up. That's we know by looking, the fans know that something's wrong with our quarterback. It's been that way all season. He hasn't ran.
Yeah.
He hasn't moved out of the pocket,
like I
said before.
All right, T, you want a general knowledge question?
Why not?
All right, what vitamin precursor causes carrots to be orange?
Oh, geez, I know this. Carotene.
Yeah, not a complete answer.
That's not complete.
No, you got half of the answer. He doesn't get it, Tyrod, for only half the answer, does he?
No, he gets it. This is a very hard question. Yeah, he gets
that?
It. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel
the... Hold on, T-Love. It's beta carotene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's say I have an answer.
Yeah,
carotene's not great. You got to have the beta for the carotene.
I mean, what's
the
beta?
Carotene's widely accepted, right?
That's what I think the people
beta
think.
Beta carotene is what is the whole thing. It's not just carotene.
So, you know, I'm as tough as they come.
I know. It felt like you left out
half the answer.
That's not
half. Carotene.
The beta's not half.
The answer's not carotene.
This 10%
beta makes it, is what makes it orange.
Yeah, 10% at best.
I think.
A beta. No, the carotene makes an orange.
There's tons of betas.
Carrot, carotene.
That's what I mean. That's what
I mean. Well, then what's the beta for? Well, the beta has to be important. It wasn't included in there.
Negligible to beta.
It's a measure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a measure. It's how much carotene is in there.
Yeah, the beta's very small. The beta.
If the answer was carotene, it would have just said carotene. It's a beta
carotene. You're right, but the beta's a little bit.
Beta gets disrespected.
Like, if you have a Mercedes, like, if you leave out the letter, that doesn't mean you don't have a Benz.
If you leave out the Mercedes part, you still got the Benz.
No, it can't be an orange carrot without the carotene. The carotene is what makes it.
The carotene is the orange pigment that's found in carrots.
Yeah, and the beta is just, like you said, a precursor.
Small amount of it.
It's describing it.
The beta is such a, it's negligible. We did the right thing on general knowledge.
You gave him the answer.
Science lesson.
Yeah, you are normally hard. If a man, T Love comes in, right away we slide to.
And I used to not like T Love. He's won me over.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, yes. Snow flurries. I can see them. Blizzard.
You're getting in the spirit.
I am. I'm in the spirit. I got all my gifts bought. I haven't bought a tree yet.
I didn't get the tree yet.
The tree?
Either.
No?
Nope.
I don't know if I'm going to get a tree.
Well, I'm getting a tree.
Why don't you get a little Charlie Brown tree? Speaking of peanuts.
No, I feel sorry for anybody that has a Charlie Brown tree on their lot should be sanctioned.
No, but those trees deserve a chance.
No, they don't. They deserve to grow more. They deserve to stay in the earth and grow instead of chopping down a little tree.
That's a good point. Like, kind of like the fish. Under a certain size, you have to throw it back.
Yeah. Exactly right.
That's kind of like with the tree. You
correct.
Don't cut it.
All right, let me read this email I get from Brian. From your last comment, I don't think I'd ever say this. I'm not of the Folesian society, okay? But you said Carson is better than Foles. I'll put it like this. Carson is a better athlete, but how do you think Carson is a better passer? What? What? Well, Carson's not a better passer than Nick Foles? Are you serious?
He's completing 70% of his passes, and everyone in the whole city saying that he stinks. Imagine what percentage Wentz could complete.
How does anybody with a half a brain for watching sports determine that Foles is a better passer than Carson Wentz? I guess it's the same thing as looking at Furkan Korkmaz and thinking he's as good a player as Trevor Ariza. Let's go to Bruno in Jersey. Bruno, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bruno.
Mike, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Bruno?
Not much. I think Wentz is just a scapegoat for his just atrocious season.
And so what? They're going to put him under the spotlight as a scapegoat and not play him? Is that what they're trying to do?
No, the fan reaction.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. The poll that we have. Where 47% favor Foles over Wentz.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. But Wentz is trailing Sudfeld. Seriously?
I think the whole that's got to be some type of joke, I think.
It probably is, but 28% are going with Sudfeld? That's 28% want to play a joke. That's a lot of jokesters.
It was 28%, obviously.
Yeah. So what is your feeling here? That they're not playing him, they're making him a scapegoat by not playing him. Do you think that they think they're better off with Nick Foles?
Who, the team?
Yes.
No.
The people that are making this decision on a Wednesday to bench Wentz on a Wednesday instead of waiting.
I mean, it could be a benching, you know how the NFL is. Nobody's 100% honest about anything.
Right.
But why hide it? why Hyatt? Just say, you know, you haven't been playing well.
Okay, so do you actually think he's really injured now? You don't believe, you don't, I'm not getting any pressure.
I don't know if he's really injured, because my whole thing is, say they, you know, say the season's going a little bit differently. Say they win last week, you know, by a miracle or whatever. Are they still coming out with this statement today?
Well, do you think they're giving up on the season? Is that where you're going with this? They're giving up?
No, I hope not. I mean, the same thing happened last season. Yeah, the team's a lot different, but the same thing happened last season.
I'm trying to get where you were laying there, but I couldn't really get it. Drew in Westchester, you'll straighten it out. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Good. I was really surprised to see Tyrone go soft on that one call. I never thought I'd.
Well, he went with the carotene. He determined that was the most important part of the equation.
Yeah, but still, just knowing Tyrone and him being.
Well, he's usually a hard grader.
He is, man.
He's feeling good about himself because he picked Penn last night.
Yeah, well, he should be.
A little softer today.
So, everyone's pretty much hit on my Eagles point, so can I get a little Sixers check out?
Sure. Go ahead, Drew.
All right, man. So, what did we think about tonight as far as the Nets game goes? We throw out the same lineup, I guess, and same rotation as we did the other night.
They'll beat the Nets tonight.
You're right, but do you think it's going to be the same type of...
Butler's not going to play. Yeah, who else are they going to play? Yeah, everybody else.
Corky
will get early time. They'll make the hockey line substitution. That's what he's been doing.
I think he's going to start, I read.
He's going to start who?
Corky?
Yeah. Corky starting Butler's spot tonight? Really?
That's what I just read.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I just read that, yeah.
All right, Drew, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure, Mike.
Drew, cartoon villains.
All right,
here we go. Let's go with Cobra Commander is the villain.
Oh, dude, it was my favorite cartoon growing up. G.I. Joe, brother.
That's right. G.I. Joe and Cobra Commander. Let's get Vicente in here. Hola, Vicente.
Hola,
¿qué pasó?
Feliz Navidad.
You too, buddy.
Police, not my dad.
What?
Hey, Liz, you should play Little Saint Nick.
What are you...
Because what? Nick Foles is coming over on Christmas to save the season for the Eagles.
Did you just do a Maury Povich on me? Police, not my dad?
Yeah.
Police, not my
dad.
Okay.
Police, not my dad.
Go ahead.
Hey, Liz, but if you play Little Saint Nick... Because Nick Foles is coming over to save the season for the Eagles.
You think so?
Yes, he's going to...
Are you a big Nick Foles guy there, Vicente?
He is going to make a miracle.
Yes.
A miracle in four.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised he pulls off an upset against the Rams. The way this thing usually works is that, you know, when you least expect it, here comes Nick Foles. And on Monday... Sports Talk Radio, an all-time high on why Nick Foles should be the quarterback going forward, and they should make Wentz expendable. That'll be the theme of Monday's show if they beat the Rams on Sunday.
It also depends of the arbiters, you know, the NFL referees, because they are committing a lot of missed calls. What is the penalty for the referees? When they do,
I don't know. Are they suspending those guys? What did they do with those? Yeah. No penalties.
Nothing so far.
Well, yeah, no penalties from.
Well,
they just had a bad week.
I just wanted to continue with Natalie. She starts singing the beautiful song "Chestnut Roasting" lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas to you.
Kids,
Feliz Navidad.
From 1 to 92. Thank you, Vicente. All right, here's your question. The question is, we just did history analogies.
Wow.
All right, history analogies. The Bard is to Shakespeare as Iron Lady is to blank.
Wow, the Bard is to
Shakespeare. As Iron Lady is to blank. Who is the Iron Lady?
Is to, is to England.
Now the Iron Lady. Sorry, Vicente. The Iron Lady was Thatcher. So the Bard was Shakespeare's nickname. Iron Lady is Thatcher's nickname. We'll take a break. We'll say goodbye to our folks in the NBC Sports Field. I think they were off the air already. Thanks for watching, everybody. 5 o'clock hour continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.